This is Wade Rafty for the Chief Organizer's Report on the tyranny of structurelessness. Having said for decades in any group, it's always possible through observation and listening to identify the organizers, the leaders, and the underlying structure, no matter how informal and supposedly anti-hierarchical and structureless the formation. I was thunderstruck to see the mention of an essay called The Tyranny of Structurelessness in an article I was reading recently. This sounded like something from a fellow traveler worth tracking down. The essay turns out to have been written and initially published or distributed around 1970 by the political and civil rights activist, feminist, and later scholar Joe Freeman, originally under the nom de guerre Joreen. She'd written the piece based on her experience and observation of early women's liberation groups in that heady period as they sprang up and sought to find their way to making change for themselves and society. It was easy to get several versions of the essay from a Google search, and I want to study it more carefully, but a quick read more than confirms my initial interests and expectations. Freeman was no liberal and states plainly, there's always a structure, no ifs, ands, and buts about it. The threshold question is simply whether the structure is formal or informal and whether it's acknowledged. She also correctly nails the fact that the more the structure is not formalized and recognized as such, the more power is concentrated and decision-making is either stymied or concealed. ACORN always operated under a formal structure, but prohibited things like Robert's Rules of Order as empowering only individuals operating with specialized knowledge or education, which lowered the voices of others. Freeman would have totally understood this. Freeman also offers salient points about elites, clarifying that an elite is an operating entity in an organizational space, but it's always a group within that context, and an elitist is an accurate description only insofar as it describes someone who is an adherent or member of such an elite group. Very interesting points. She also, especially in the context of the women's movement at that historical juncture, zings the star system as partially a conceit for individuals and outsiders to pretend organizations have no structure and thereby allow individuals to free float without accountability both within and outside of the organizational formation. True that. The final major theme of her critique is founded on the inability of such groups to make decisions and take action, especially public actions that are by definition political. The problem of pretend structurelessness, she argues, is that people, women in that instance, would migrate towards more and more formally structured groups when it came to action campaigns or political work, all of which would also tend to diminish the original groups. This is heady stuff, but all social change organizations are more alike than they are different when it comes to internal dynamics and the process of creating action and program. So finding this essay, even 50 years later, was like finding a gold nugget in a rock field. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.